All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jan-Simon Möller. I work on the Automotive Grade Linux project. Today I want to talk about how we produce our SBOMs, or how what we evaluated, what we did, what we learned. Some lessons learned. If you want to reach me, just find my email or find the AGL IRC channel or whatnot. There you can contact me. Okay. In a nutshell, AGL is an open source platform for different uses in the car. We started with infotainment. We have also an instrument cluster profile, telematics profile, and we are also working on software-defined vehicle. There is a virtualization expert group and all of that. Code first, so you can go to our website, you can download pre-built releases, you can clone the stuff, rebuild it, everything is there. And we built with the Yocto project, so we are essentially a collection of layers, Yocto plus some automotive software and tooling. So for SBOMs, things started around like 3 years ago when one of the member companies looked into how to generate SBOMs. Kind of early, and they were looking for an in-house solution, and they were basically developing that within AGL, presenting and doing stuff. We encouraged them to do that upstream, have a repo within AGL, and out of that, we then told them, you know, that should actually go more upstream. So that ended up on gityoctoproject.org, and that's Mita SPDX scanner. So initially, there was just one tool supported in there, and that was upload to Fossology, right? So they were looking into a combination of Fossology and SW360. That's what they were evaluating. And that basically gives you Yocto build, upload to Fossology. Fossology will do the scanning. And then later on, you move the data into SW360. That was their plan. In principle, that's a post-mortem, that's a post-built approach. You take